Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait to see you in the show.
Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Neo Avandre, and we're back with season two, back in live, in direct, in effect. Shout out to my daughter, Miss Sadie Avandre, who is not with us. She's still on leave of absence, but we will have her back here soon. I'm excited. Guys, I told people this on social media, but I'm going to tell y'all again, if you want to share your story with us and we pick your story, we will pay you. Straight up, we will pay you. Linden, we will pay you, Linden, to have your story on our show. So make sure that you visit us online at dj-neo.net. At the top, it says Pixelated Conversations page, Linden for Stories. Click that, and you'll see story opportunities. You can fill in the story that you're going to share with us, and then we'll connect you to where you can make a brief audio recording of the talk. Sorry, excuse me for the burp. Telling. Ooh, excuse me again. Your story. So, you can definitely do that. And like I said, next week we're talking about IMV versus SL, which is better. So share your opinions, dog. Share your opinions. We're going to talk about in the future, what do you think about SL's new owners? What is some of your funnest SL stories? And much more. So make sure that you keep it locked and that you stay connected with us and get money for your stories. We appreciate them. Straight up. So today we're talking about SL cheaters. SL cheater stories. Are virtual relationships considered relationships? I think that I can't define that for you. That is defined by the two people involved in the relationship. When you're entering in relationships online, it is important that you set ground rules. That you say what the relationship is and what it isn't. If it's not to be considered a relationship, that needs to be made perfectly clear up front. So that way, if someone in the future ends up catching feelings and they're like, oh, I thought we were in a relationship, but, you made it clear from jump that this ain't a relationship, that this is just a virtual thing, it's just an online thing, or a virtual relationship, then you're not in the wrong. So you need to set those ground rules out at the beginning. Every relationship has to start, set those rules. Live and in every relationship has to set those up then. So I can't tell you. I wish I could. But I can't tell you if, your relationship, if it's considered a relationship. That is really up to, you and your significant other. Sorry about that. To do something for work really fast. but is cheating considered cheating on games like Second Life? Again, you have to make that clear at the beginning. You have to make that clear at the very beginning if a relationship is going to have cheating or not. Because sometimes you can have an open relationship. Sorry about that. Like I said, I had a work task that I had to do. I had to call in for. But you could be in an open relationship. Maybe your relationship is considered open. Maybe it's not. You need to define. These are things that have to be defined at the beginning of a relationship. Too many times people are feeling each other and jump in these relationships without making the ground rules clear, and then people's feelings get hurt. So I'm going to play a clip from the first story, and then we're going to talk about that story before I move on.
Every person I meet on SL cheats on me. I think it's because I'm too nice. Should I stop being nice? What would you suggest?
So this is from Arthur in the UK. And Arthur, I'm a nice guy. And I know the saying, nice guys finish last. I'm not going to tell you to stop being nice. Because there are women out there, or men, not sure your persuasion, but there are women and men out there that genuinely like nice guys and respect and love nice guys. And if you sit here and stop, you know, you start being a jerk, then you're going to cut yourself off from some really awesome people. I think that making things clear in your relationship before you get started is key. It sounds like you might be an individual that invests your heart into relationships. I know I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if you're not, you know, making these things clear on Jump Street, then you're just begging to be hurt. So, Arthur, I would definitely suggest that you do not stop being nice. I think that you can stop being naive. The difference between being nice and the difference between being naive. Naive people let people run over them, roll over them. They don't have any backbone. I am a very individual. You can ask my wife. I'm super nice. But I know how to stand my ground. I know how to put my foot down. And women respect kind but firm men. Men that are principled. Men that are not pushovers. Because if somebody can push you over and they know that, then guess what? They're going to push you over. They're going to push you over just because they know that they can push you over. And you're going to be the one that ends up losing. You can't go through that. You can't let that happen. So, if I were you, like I said, I wouldn't stop being nice. I would more or less stop being nice to everyone. That's the first thing I'd say. Second thing I'd say, I would stop being naive. Third thing I would say, if you are that person that wears your heart on your sleeve, you need to let your girl know that you catch feelings. That you might see the relationship being more than what she does. And you want to see where she's coming from. It's better to be hurt in the beginning before you get invested than to invest in a relationship and then get hurt. You feel me? But thanks for your story, Arthur. Next story is by Billy.
I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me by going to escort clubs. Do you really consider that cheating?
Escort clubs. Billy from Down Under. It's not escort clubs. It's, well, escort clubs. I mean, you got to add the punctuation in there. Again, what ground rules did you set for your relationship? If you did not set ground rules where looking at others is cheating, then guess what? Him going to escort clubs, I mean, escort clubs are a little different than stripper clubs. Stripper clubs, you know, if you didn't set that in the beginning, that those rules that, you know, looking at others is cheating, then, you know, that might not necessarily be cheating. But escort clubs is you're actually paying for some sort of sexual, a lot of times sexual gratification from someone else. Sometimes people just pay for a company, and those are, like, really kind of set people. But most of the time, people that go to escort clubs are paying to be naughty. And that, you know, like I said, unless in the beginning you set up the rules for your relationship that it's an open relationship, that could be considered cheating. I think you need to sit down with your boyfriend and you need to have some real talk. You need to really say, hey, you know, I don't like it that you go to these escort clubs, or I consider that cheating. See, he says, see what his thoughts are on this. Communication is so vital and so important to any kind of relationship. Straight up. Communication is so vital and so important. If you're not communicating, then, you know, if you're not communicating, then you're not going to have a strong relationship. And I tell people all the time straight up that you got to communicate at the beginning and all the way through the relationship. But I appreciate your story, Billy, because a lot of people can't be that kind of transparent. Next clip is from Martin.
I was cheated on by my girlfriend because I did not want to do the sexual things on Second Life. What would you suggest in that case?
I'm not playing a clip again because I know you're from Germany and it's hard for me to understand you.
I was cheated on by my girlfriend because I did not want to do the sexual things on Second Life. What would you suggest in that case?
Okay, so it sounds like to me, Martin, from Germany, that you're talking about your girlfriend cheated because you didn't want to have sex on Second Life. Again, communication at the beginning of the relationship would have saved you this heartache. Because she could have told you that she wanted cyber, and you could have been like, that's not my bag, and then you wouldn't have gotten involved, and she wouldn't have gotten involved, and you wouldn't have gotten, you know, your heart invested, and she wouldn't have been invested, and then she wouldn't have felt the need to step out on you for sexual gratification by cheating on you with other people in Second Life. I'm lucky that I'm married to my real-life wife, and so things get hot and heavy on Second Life, we finished it in real life. And not a lot of people got it like that. A lot of people are in these relationships on Second Life to get off. For, you know, sexual gratification. I don't necessarily understand it just because, like I said, I'm not in it for that. That's not why I'm on Second Life. But, like I said, most people that are on SL they're on SL for sexual gratification. And so you got to kind of know that getting into a relationship. I think it's important that you talk about that at the very, very beginning of relationships. And then my last clip of the day is going to come from Rosie from the United States.
I cheat on my man because this is just a game. Am I in the wrong for that?
Again, she says she cheats on her man because SL is just a game. Is she in the wrong for that? I'm not going to say yes or no. But like I said, it matters the norms and expectations for you guys' relationship. You could very well be in the wrong for that if he expects you to be faithful and to not do that kind of activity on SL with other people. I think that's the biggest way, if I could tell you guys, from this episode is communication, communication, communication. You need to talk to each other. You need to communicate. You need to make it known and make it clear what you expect from each other. So that way, you guys are not wasting time. You're not expecting things that neither of you guys can fulfill. So take that time to talk. Take that time to communicate. Cheating can't be very dangerous and it can affect people dramatically. I know somebody on SL who was cheated on by his girl. And he loved this girl so much. I mean, he spent thousands of dollars a month, United States dollars, and that's how I'm not living. Thousands of dollars a month, United States dollars, trying to keep her happy, paying for her businesses, you know, taking her shopping at all the events and stuff like that. Just really going above and beyond. And he was really, really heavily invested in this chick, but she wasn't invested in him. And she got mad at him one day, and she cheated on him. And when he found out, he legit blew his brains out in real life. Cheating can affect people involved in relationships, even if it is virtual. My advice for cheaters, talk to your significant others. See what the norms is and what ain't the norms in the relationship. Like Rosie doesn't think that, you know, it's cheating because it's a video game. Maybe her, you know, bae thinks that it is cheating. She needs to have that conversation so that that way they don't get his feelings hurt. Is, you know, if you're being cheated on, you need to communicate. Is the other person considering it cheating? And they're not considering it cheating, why? And you need to evaluate if it's that relationship is worth you being in or not. Is it worth you staying? Is it worth you keeping up with that relationship? That's up to you. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the opener of Season 2. We're not going to go the full 45 minutes. But we're hoping that next week when we talk about IMVU versus SL, we hope to get more stories. We hope to have more meat to jump into. But I think that today's was good. And I think that you guys will be fun for today. But thank you so much. Take care. And we'll see you on next week's episode. It's Thursday at 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. SLT.